Chile's Oscar nominee for Best Foreign Language Film is a drama called A Fantastic Woman. It's the story of a transgender singer, and unlike the trans leading characters in the movie The Danish Girl or TV's Transparent, the main character in A Fantastic Woman is played by a transgender actress. Critic Bob Mondello says that makes a difference.
A rooftop supper club in Santiago, Orlando, a 50-something businessman is gazing at his lover, a much younger vocalist named Marina, who's singing about throwing a boyfriend out with the garbage because his love is like yesterday's newspaper. Marina sings that line right to Orlando with a little smile. She's definitely not throwing him away. She's moving into his apartment as soon as they celebrate her 27th birthday. But that night, things take a terrible turn. Orlando wakes up feeling ill.
Orlando, ¿qué te pasa?
No sé.
Orlando.
Marina rushes him to the hospital where less than half an hour later, he dies, an aneurysm. At which point, Marina's ordeal is only beginning. The doctors who couldn't save Orlando look at Marina in the harsh hospital lighting and begin to treat her as a suspect. A policeman demands to see identification.
Mi nombre es Marina Vidal.
And frowns at the fact that the name on her ID card is Daniel.
¿Tiene algún problema con eso?
Then he calls the police unit that handles sexual offenses. Chilean director Sebastián Lelio is known for films with strong, complicated women at their centers. His award circuit hit Gloria was one. In A Fantastic Woman, he has a uniquely striking heroine whom he is forever surrounding with mirrors and reflective surfaces, as if determined that we should see her from every possible angle. He also surrounds her with a soundscape that lets us hear, when the world comes at Marina, how she bucks herself up. The director first encountered Daniela Vega, who plays Marina, while researching Santiago's transgender community for the film. Initially a consultant, Vega not only won the part, she clearly influenced it. She is herself a trans singer, it's her voice in that early nightclub scene, and she gives Marina a fierce dignity that the character needs when dealing with Orlando's ex-wife, who refuses to see Marina as a woman. When I look at you, I don't know what I'm seeing, she says bluntly, but she also uses the word perversion, which suggests she knows what she thinks about what she is seeing, and she's adamant that Marina not attend Orlando's funeral, something she emphasizes by using the name the policeman noted on that ID at the hospital.
Daniel, no vas a ir al funeral. Por favor.
Complicated, she says of their encounter, quantum physics complicated. And the film reflects that while also acknowledging that it doesn't have to be. While coping with her own grief, Marina must deal with being mistreated, misjudged, even mugged. And then there'll be a moment of grace as a gentleman simply stands aside to let her enter an elevator first. Someone who can navigate all that and remain resilient, assertive, even charismatic. Sure, she's a fantastic woman. I'm Bob Mondello.